Right now, it is 9:45, and we have our friends from OKM Music in. Introduce yourselves, everybody.
I'm Ryan Martin, and I am the marketing director over at OKM.
And I'm Rose Hammerschmidt, and I am the children's program director.
Well, let's talk kids, because we got some kids' events coming up. Isn't that right? Ryan just handed me a piece of paper and said, children's events. I'm going, okay, we're ready to dive in.
All right. So on Monday, the 13th, our festival is July 13th through the 18th.
Okay.
And on Monday, we're going to do Violin Adventures with Ashley Allison. And on Tuesday is story time with Once Upon a Timely and Secret of a Vegetable Garden. And there will be an art project and music and the story.
Very good.
On Wednesday is Melody's Most Musical Day. And that's with Jenny Lynn. And she's from New York. And she's going to live stream that event. She was here last year.
Okay.
And did a presentation of that same story, which is a little girl that goes to grandma's house, and she spends the whole day with her.
Things happen at grandma's house, don't they?
They do.
Great, wonderful things always seem to happen at grandma's house.
Then on Thursday, we're going to do Dan the Taxi Man.
Yeah.
And the Taxi Man is picking up the band members, and they're going to make instruments, and they're going to have where they can do it, put an art project together with music. Mm-hmm. And on Friday is Magic first in the morning and then early afternoon with Jim Green. And he's been here before a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're having him back. And also on Friday is a song box with Jackie Manning and Michael Duncan. And a lot of them know both of them because they do things on Thursday evening for the radio station. Well, they're going to do for us. And it's going to be with Disney songs.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
And bingo. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday is, of course, our Prince and Princess Tea.
I like that. That's 1 to 3 p.m. at Father Lynch Hall.
Now, it is.
We've been having a good time. I mean, we've successfully, I guess, picked up and moved a huge event that would have been starting, what, this week?
It would have been starting next week.
Next week, yeah.
Yes.
And we moved it to the Labor Day weekend in the week of Labor Day. And that move, you know something? I've had a rougher time moving a one-bedroom apartment than you did moving a whole week's worth of shows.
It's funny you say that. The stars somehow aligned perfectly almost where... No, I'm not even kidding. Almost all of our artists that were originally booked for our June dates, we were able to basically just paste them into our September dates. And as you mentioned, we have postponed our festival September 4th through the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the first time we've ever done this in OKM's history of having to move, you know, the festival to the fall. But we're really excited about it. All of us, the board, the volunteers, it's going to be different, but... We really are. It's going to be a challenging festival, to say the least, to do it during the school year. But the excitement, the momentum is definitely growing the more we talk about it. And it's going to be a wonderful festival. And
you're actually going to get to see it, Rose, because normally the children's events would run.
They run during the day. And the other events run in the evening. Mm-hmm. When I was done playing with the children, I was kind of tired. And so a lot of times some of the showcase events definitely were done in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the chamber music was also done in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I have events in the afternoon for the children.
Mm-hmm.
It is an RSVP program. And I'm going to let Ryan explain how we're going to be on the safe side.
Okay, that's good. Because that's kind of on everybody's mind.
It is.
It is very important. And again, that's the main reason why we did postpone the festival. I know the state has entered phase 3. And so a lot of people are like, oh, you guys, if you could have just, you know, held out a little bit longer. But for the safe side of all of our guests and definitely our artists, our artists are not even here in the United States. We have a few that are abroad in Europe. We have a few up in Canada right now. And I believe the travel ban is still in effect for the Canada-United States borders. So unfortunately, Canadian Brass, one of the headliners, they're not going to be able to make it for this particular festival. But they will be here next year in 2021. So moving it to September, we're definitely doing everything we can to ensure that our guests feel safe coming to our performances. So we're checking in daily still with local statewide health departments, the CDC, and we'll be doing that through the summer just so you know, see if anything changes in terms of guidelines. And we'll be practicing social distancing still at the performances, making sure we have hand sanitizing stations for all of our guests and spreading people out at our, you know, our concerts outside and inside. And so the same way with the children's programming, we're trying to offer an alternative to our parents who right now they're, you know, still on the fence about bringing their kids out in public. And we totally get that. We want to make sure everyone's safe. So we will be offering 90% of our kids programming live stream completely. Yeah, it's going to be a new thing that I don't think we've ever done with OKM. But for the parents that want to just stay at home and do the projects with their kids, they'll be able to, at the same time that the event will be happening, they just got to go to our Facebook page. And at the time that the event's happening, the event will be live streamed through our Facebook account too, which is going to be wonderful. And for all of our kids' events, we do ask that they do RSVP. We need an RSVP for every kid, and that is by July the 1st. So for all of our kids' events that will be happening over the summer, just go online to okmmusic.org. You can give us a call at 918-336-9900, and we'll be more than happy to RSVP your kids for all of our great events. And we're really looking forward to being able to have some kids' events during the summer as well as our festival in September.
And Rose, this is going to put the technology into play here. Everybody had to get up to speed real quick, I imagine.
Well, we did. Ryan did a fantastic job of trying, you know, doing that. He is very good at it. And the other thing is that the art project, since it's streamlined, they can come by our office. They'll be in packets for them to pick up.
Oh, good.
So everybody that's registered by July 1 will have a packet to do the art project along with the story time or whatever event we have planned for streamlining.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. So this is really, we've had a curveball with the COVID, and we've really kind of picked this up, kind of spread it out a little bit, and really made it shine as a result. I guess nothing kind of gets past OKM, do they?
Definitely.
Well, no, not us.
Not
us.
No.
But kudos for the way everybody's been handling this.
Well, we tried to make it safe. Yet, you know, for people like Ryan had said over, you know, like starting back out, getting it back out. But if they don't feel comfortable doing that, they can do it the other way and still watch it. And we have several different times that they can do this.
Over and over, yeah.
Again, so.
Man, goodness sakes. So, that's great. Recently, you had to. Speaking of technology, you had a Facebook Live thing that I checked in periodically. Woo! How'd that go?
It was such a wonderful day. Again, it was something we've never done before. And the entire day, the feedback from our artists that performed, but the people who were watching these videos all day, the numbers were just phenomenal. So thank you to everyone who did support OKM. I'm proud to say we raised almost $9,000. The donations came in for 24 solid hours, and we were just very, very blessed to be able to bring music alive for, you know, the community.
On that platform, too. Yeah.
Exactly, and we had people from all over the country, not just here in Bartlesville. We had a lot even from California. We had a few from New York that gave to the campaign as well, and it was just a tremendous day. So, again, thank you very much to everyone who helped OKM out. The proceeds went to all of our artists to be able to get them all here in September. And it was just—it was a really neat day. I mean,
to be able to, a little bit more often, huh? Or maybe just once a year, just to keep it.
We'll see. I mean, I think being able to watch an artist perform live really—I think—struck a chord, especially right now because of COVID. That people really enjoyed that, and we got comments that were like, "Thank you so much. I've been in a really sad place, and this video really uplifted me." And even for our artists to be able to get out and perform, they thanked us for being able to get that opportunity to perform because
they're not performing.
Exactly.
They aren't.
So it was,
get to do their thing, get to show their work.
Yes. So again, thank you so much to everyone that helped us make that a wonderful success.
And once again, we have the children's events coming up Monday, July 13th through the 18th, but you have to RSVP by July
1.
Uno.
One.
The once.
And we won't, you know, like if it's going to be in Ambler Hall or, you know, in our event place, we can only have so many children. And that is gives another option for them, the parent, if they don't feel comfortable, you know, letting the children come out. And we have to schedule so that we don't have more than what we're allowed
to
have.
So you can social or physical distance.
Distancing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Because we don't know what it's going to be like in July.
We don't. We have no idea.
Mm-hmm. And we try to do all, Brian, with Ryan's help, we try to do all.
And staying on top of it's a full-time job. Then you got to go to work.
I know.
For sure.
But once again, we do have the tickets available for the fall presentation. And we got the lineup again. We know the Canadian Brass is not going to be here, but we've got a different group.
Yeah, Dallas Brass are phenomenal. They were here in 2019.
They didn't want to leave.
They did not want to leave. I mean, they loved Bartlesville. So whenever we call them, they were so gracious on such short notice to be able to come back for our festival.
Would you guys mind? Yeah, we're here.
That's basically how it went. But they will be performing their American Musical Journey tour. So our Woolah Rock performance is going to be all things American, performing songs by Copeland and Gershwin, John Williams, and even the band Chicago. They're kind of doing a whole mix of just nothing but great American music. Uh-huh. And that's going to be a wonderful event during Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And again, we're so blessed to be able to have them come back. They were wonderful in 2019.
Now we have the OU concert, right?
Yes.
And
that's in October.
Yeah. That's been moved. It was the first thing moved.
Well, because the school, was let out because of COVID.
Sure.
And now they're going to come. They wanted an extra little time for them to get back into
school. Regroup.
That's right. To be able to come. So we're going to offer it in October the 4th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be at the Bartlesville Community Center?
It is.
Okay, good. Tickets available still?
They are still available. Yes.
Good. And then, of course, the rest of the lineup you can find right there on the website, okmmusic.org. Mm-hmm. Not com, org.
That's
it
important.
Is an organization. It truly is. And, this, like I said, it's just been wonderful how you've been able to turn it all around. We were handed a big negative, and all of a sudden people are saying, wow, this is going to be great. It's going to be fall. It might even be cooler. Well, I don't know.
Hopefully. Oklahoma weather. We'll see what happens.
You better have a change of wardrobe for all four seasons in your car, because you might get them all in one day. I've only been here a year, and I found that out.
Did you?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
So anyway, it's going to be great. And again, the website, and if you want to get tickets, it's all right there. And by the way, I don't know who does your website, but you do.
It's me as well, yes.
Well, isn't he a talented young man?
I got to tell you, that's good work. That's really good work. That's solid stuff there. You can't get lost, and it keeps you engaged, and that's what that's all about. So hats off.
Thank you. That's the goal.
It truly is.
And our memorable T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
For the festival are in.
Oh, good.
So as soon as we open up our office, you can stop by and
say hi, get a shirt.
Shirt, absolutely.
This is going to be a collector's item.
Oh, it's wonderful. Last year, Reagan Steele did our painting for the festival, and we asked him to do a commemorative work for this year. So the festival print features Frank Phillips' home, because that's our landmark we're trying to pay tribute to this festival. We actually have a performance out of Frank Phillips' home.
Under the Stars.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the T-shirt is beautiful, and it has Reagan's artwork on there. So it's definitely going to be a once, I wouldn't say once in a lifetime, but it's going to definitely be an item that people will want to come by and get. It's unique to Bartlesville. So definitely come on by the OKM office and come say hi.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you once again for being here with us today on our Community Connection. Appreciate it. And let's have a wonderful summer, and looking forward to the children's events starting on July 13th.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
Good morning. It is 10 o'clock, time for CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey.